Forgive me, I missed my cue this morning. Our first scripture is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Again, the letter to the Hebrews from, it's supposedly from Paul, but it's debatable whether or not this was actually from Paul. Hebrews 13, you can follow along on your New Testament, page 213 if you'd like. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them. Those who are being tortured, as though you see yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled. For God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of the lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have with such sacrifices are pleasing to God.
The second reading from Scripture comes from the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke. Luke chapter 14, verse 1, and then following verses 7 through 14. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how many of the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host, and the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place. And then in disgrace you would start to take the lower place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He also said to the other who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, sometimes when I read and start to think about a passage from the Bible, I quickly discover that a certain verse sticks in my mind and it won't let me go. You know, like when you hear a song on the radio and it keeps playing over and over in your head throughout the day. Well, it works sometimes with Bible verses for me like that. It may be the thesis of an entire section, or it may simply be some disconnected verse that strikes me. Because I could not get this one particular verse out of my head this week, I took it as perhaps the work of the Holy Spirit. And maybe, if it truly was the movement of the Holy Spirit, maybe that's reason enough to delve into what God might be saying to us through this single verse. Well, this recurring verse comes from the letter of Paul to the Hebrews that Ken read. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Think about what this is saying and what that meant to Paul. Although Paul never met Jesus face to face, Paul had a vision where Jesus came to him. And Paul knows people who knew Jesus very well. It is well within the lifetime and the clear memory of the apostles that Jesus lived and performed his miracles and celebrated that special Last Supper in that upper room. Paul is a fellow disciple of those people who were on the scene when Jesus was arrested and crucified and when he died on that cross at Gethsemane. And Paul has had heartfelt discussions with those followers of Jesus who were there when the tomb was empty, when Jesus was resurrected. Those men and women who were there when this once dead Jesus appeared fully alive in that upper room. It is the first century, and Paul is starting home churches throughout the Gentile world. And Paul's faith is so strong that he can say without any hesitation, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So what does that mean? As you're pondering that question, let me redirect your thoughts for a little while and ask you a few questions. When you're at home in your house, do you ever take time to look through a family photo album or open up a high school yearbook? I know that our family really enjoys pulling those old photo albums down from the bookcase and then looking through all those familiar scenes of years gone by. I think there's probably some pattern of basic human nature that folks generally are fascinated in looking back to see how things have changed and perhaps how some things have remained the same. So do you have a special picture in a photo album or a high school yearbook? Because I think that picture is both literally and figuratively a snapshot in time, a crystallized moment of that particular time in your life. Well, as you think about that special photo in your album or your yearbook, I wonder, what were the joys in your heart when you had that photo taken? What were the concerns that caused you worry and pain at that time? Can you even remember them? What would it be like to look at that one special photo and look for Jesus in that scene? What would Jesus look like in your photo? Would he be in every picture? Or would he be absent some or all of the time? Is Jesus in those snapshots of your life? If Christ is in your picture, has he changed over time? Or have you simply seen him differently as you have grown and matured? It is true that each of us sees Jesus differently. But what we have to go on in understanding God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, that hasn't changed. That's the Holy Bible. But how we read this book and how we interpret and implement this book changes often, sometimes on a daily basis. Some people refer to the Bible as the living word, and for good reason. It speaks to us differently at different times in our lives. When you think about photo albums, I think you can understand Paul's letter to the Hebrew as a snapshot of one community at one time. Because as such, it ought to be seen as a particular letter to a particular group of people at a special circumstance in history. But it also can provide our community with some insight in how we are to respond to Jesus. Some things never change. Paul called his community into service and mission in many of the same ways that we are called today. Let mutual love continue. Remember hospitality toward strangers. Remember those who are in prison. honor the sanctity of marriage. Paul says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Remember your leaders in the church throughout time and imitate their faith. Paul spoke these words in a context very different from our own, and yet these same words have meaning for us today. The final one he mentions is, I believe, a gem for all Christians. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Just like certain snapshots seem to have universal and timeless appeal, like a photograph of a baby, the Bible can speak to us across time and gender and culture and across all human differences. This morning, when we go to the table of our Lord, we will use parts of the Bible that we have seen many times. We will use the same communion liturgy that we always use. I will recite prayers and words that have been recited largely unchanged for the last 2,000 years. Words that Jesus himself spoke. Words that Jesus used at the Last Supper. They will be the same words, but you will very likely hear them in a new and different way if you can shake your familiarity long enough to truly listen and to truly hear these words. And I pray that you will. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. What does that verse from Paul mean to you? How has your life response to Jesus changed over time? If I were to back up and take a photograph of this congregation this morning, and then we were to take a look at that snapshot in 20 years, what do you think would catch your eye? What would be the same? What would be the same is this. God will always call you to discipleship, waiting with limitless patience for you to respond. Jesus will always love you fully and unconditionally. And the Holy Spirit will always be there to support you and to give you the words and the strength you need to make disciples of Jesus Christ and to share the love of God. Jesus Christ is the same, but are you? In the name of the risen Savior, I pray that you are different today, touched by the love of God. Amen.